That's what living is!
This portion of WRFL's programming is made possible in part by CD Central. In addition to CDs, CD Central offers a selection of new and used vinyl, turntables, and accessories. More information can be found at cdcentralmusic.com. WRFL thanks CD Central for supporting college radio.
This portion of WRFL's programming is brought to you in part by Oscar Diggs Restaurant. Located at 155 North Line, Oscar Diggs is locally owned and operated, offering a seasonal menu of burgers, sandwiches, and entrees which use Kentucky Proud products. For hours and menu information, you can visit odiggs.com. WRFL thanks Oscar Diggs for supporting college radio.
Trivial Thursday's here. I'm your host, Mick, and happy to be here. Good morning to you. It's 20 until 9. How did that happen? My friend David Kravitz is here. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well.
We played a song that a lot of people know, maybe a version that they may not know. Jackson Browne's Take It Easy.
Yep.
Made famous by the Eagles. But Jackson Browne wrote that. Has kind of a line in it that you mentioned is pertinent to one of your travel writing stories. And I believe that quite a few other people inspired by popular culture have done what that song says.
They have. And there is a chapter in my book about Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah.
And there's a whole corner there in Winslow, Arizona, right there on Route 66, standing on a corner. And there's a big mural that says Winslow, Arizona, and they've got a big red Ford. And
it's an Instagram site now.
Oh, it's an Instagram site, definitely.
Yeah. Now, this is when we talk about your book, we're talking about Less Beaten Paths. This is volume 3, which you just published not too long ago, right?
About a month and a half ago.
All right. Congratulations. Now, so you said you were in Winslow, Arizona. You've traveled around, as the book overtitle says, Less Beaten Paths America.
Yes, this particular book is more about destinations. My first book was about weird town names. My second book was about weird and offbeat places, and just, you know, sites, one-off sites. This is about actual weird destinations, such as The Thing in Arizona, or...
The Thing?
The Thing.
Do tell.
If you drive through Arizona down there, you'll see billboards for miles about The Thing, and we have Wall Drug, which is up in South Dakota. Where the hell is Wall Drug? Used to be the bumper sticker. It's now Where the Heck is Wall Drug.
I'm looking at that very page.
One of the...
Why was it Where the Hell is Wall Drug?
Because nobody knew where it was. I mean, it was in the middle of nowhere in San Diego and South Dakota. But a huge place.
And why was everyone looking for it?
Oh, because they gave free ice water and 5-cent coffee, and they still do.
Okay.
And but it's off of the interstate now, and they have a big 90-foot or 80-some-odd-foot brontosaurus standing right there off the freeway that you can see for miles.
Okay. You got quite a few pages in here to Wall Drug. Wall Drug, a national treasure.
Wall Drug is an interesting place, and there's, I kind of fondly use the word tourist trap because, you know, we all know what a kind of a tourist trap is. When we drove around when we were kids, we'd stop at Stookie's and get the pecan rolls and the other stuff. And
yeah,
but they've evolved. A more recent addition that's also in my book that I didn't even know existed until I was driving through Missouri last summer. I was coming out of Arkansas and pulled into the Missouri entrance, and there was this big giant sign that says, "Have you visited Uranus yet?" And so I said, "I've got to go there." And
just looking at this.
There's a place in, I think it's called St. Thomas, Missouri, but he calls it Uranus, Missouri. The mayor there, Louis Keene, has built this up into a huge thing, and it's actually Uranus Fudge Factory and store.
I saw that, and it's unfortunate. That word is really a hilariously unfortunate word, simply if there can be such a thing. But
yep.
But the funny thing is, so if you want to argue that it's actually Uranus, you're really no better off.
You're not. Who'd want to live in that environment?
So the Uranus or Uranus, if you prefer, Fudge Factory, neither one sounds super delicious, but they made a big business out of this.
He sells t-shirts. He sells all sorts of funny things over there. It's quite the hilarious location.
He's not shying away from this either. The best fudge comes from Uranus.
Yes.
Thanks for that. this is from David Kravitz's book, The Less Beaten Paths of America, Volume 3. Beyond Description, you call it, the subtitle. More of the strange and the unique.
And one of the beyond description places is actually here in Kentucky. Calvert City down there in southern Kentucky is home of the Apple Valley Hillbilly Garden and Toy Museum. And it's run by Keith Holt. By the way, Keith had his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Keith, yesterday. Yeah. But Keith has this great place, and he's got like a bunch of toilets in a circle. He calls it Throne Hinge. And he's got a bunch of bumpers set up in a line, calls it his bumper crop. That's the Hillbilly Garden. Okay. And he's got long hair and missing a tooth, and he looks like a hillbilly, but, you know, very personable character. But that's in the there's a chapter about him in the book. And then Paradise Point is also here, and they're a happy-go-lucky couple of people. John and Sabrina Erskine down there run Paradise Point near Barron River Lake Resort.
Okay.
And it's great.
Now, this is not... You did one of your previous books was West Confined to Kentucky, or am I getting that wrong? No,
nope,
never been the case. Okay, now you know something that's changed, David, over the years, because you know I am quite fond of this sort of stuff too, and it used to be that you would just find this stuff by getting lost, basically, or maybe seeing some signs. You know, obviously this has all changed with the internet and GPS and Google Maps and all that kind of stuff. Do you think it makes it more or less compelling to have that kind of access to all these sorts of places, these places that when I was younger, I used to feel like I took a certain amount of self-worth out of it. Like, oh, my God, do you know about blah, blah, blah? You should go there. And knowing that I was the only one that did, and I was imparting this sort of holy knowledge.
Well, yes, the internet provides a lot of things. I mean, you can go to roadsideamerica.com, which is a very popular site for offbeat, weird places. But there's still a lot of people that, like myself, I mean, I've been all over the country and I'd never heard of our little fudge factory over there in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I went and, of course, been thrilled to death. They actually have my books for sale there.
All right, then. Well done, sir.
And, you know, a lot of people haven't heard of Carhenge, which, by the way,
I've been to Carhenge.
I'm wearing my Carhenge hat today.
All right. Okay.
There's a chapter.
I don't know where you buy that, but
I bought it there at Carhenge.
Really? I don't remember seeing. Oh, you know what? I'm going to get mixed up with the Cadillac Ranch.
Yeah, Cadillac Ranch doesn't have a place. And they're not in this book, but Carhenge is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, a few little fun little towns. You know, we've got
Roswell,
New Mexico, because of all the spaceships and things. And on the spaceship theme, I've got Vulcan, Alberta. And their Star Trek theme stuff.
Fabulous Enterprise model. Pretty giant model of the USS Enterprise.
It's a beautiful place. And they've got a museum there, and everything in town has Star Trek logos on it.
The Vulcan Tourism and Trek Station.
And then, of course, Santa Claus, Indiana, and Hell, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun little places that you can visit.
Now, Santa Claus, Indiana is not very far from here. We used to go when I was a kid a lot.
Yep. It's
that's where Holiday World is.
Yep.
So it used to be called Santa Claus Land.
Well.
Here's a desiccated dog on the wall. What in the world is this?
Yeah, that is up in Seattle. That's the Ye Old Curiosity Shop. And that has quite a history. I've written about the history of that place in the book. But they've got that crazy little character was apparently caught by a fisherman back in the 1800s, and it's been on display for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have all sorts of weird little things. The Curiosity Shop is one of the more strange places I've been to over the years.
Yeah. What do you define as strange, David?
Well, they've got the weird, like, two-headed lambs and those kinds of things in their shop. And they, of course, they sell all the goodies as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your souvenirs and things.
Here's a place. So this is from Real Goods in Hopland, California. It looks like they have quite a, what's this white thing? I'm thinking that it's a key fob for the bathroom, but maybe I'm wrong about that. No, it's not.
No, I'm not sure what that white thing is, but Real Goods was kind of introduced to me by a friend when I was out there in Santa Rosa, and she took me up there, and she wanted to take me so I could see the weird bathrooms in there. And, of course, I showed a sign in there, need to pee. They've got a big, huge need to pee sign right before you get over to the location. But they sell all sorts of solar and, you know, live on your own type of things.
There's a Hell, Michigan.
And Hell, Michigan's a cool place.
Yeah.
If Hell can be called cool. They have an ice cream store. And they've got a number of other little things. You can buy all your Hell goods there if you want. The one I like is the bumper sticker that says, I've been to Hell and have returned to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so So this book is really focused on destinations. And then the final chapter covers an artist named Peter Toth.
Okay.
Who is from he creates these giant wooden Indian statues.
Okay.
And he's made 73 of them all over the country, and he's done them all gratis. But I include them in destinations because you can actually draw a map and go to all 73 if you wanted to around uh-huh. the country. Unless you can't drive to Hawaii, or, mm-hmm. but he's got one there. And
so, have you been on kind of a quest to find some of these?
Yes, I've been to 20 of his so far uh-huh. because some of them are out of the way. But right. I've been in contact with Peter, and we've become fairly good Facebook friends now. So he's thrilled to be covered in a book other than his own.
Mm-hmm. David Kravitz is here, the author of Less Beaten Paths of America. And David, you strike me as a type where people, you probably said for years, I need to write a book. And then he did. How did that work for you?
Well, actually, I just wrote a blog. I've got a blog that's got over 350 posts in it.
Okay.
And called Less Beaten Paths of America. It's called lessbeatenpaths.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of people saying, you know, the blog is nice, but we can't take it with us. And so I had people asking me to write books, and so I just decided I'd start writing, compiling a lot of the blog stuff, plus adding new material to the books. And the first book did pretty good on odd named towns, and I published it and did it in black and white, and people complained that they weren't in color. So I created the second book, which we talked about last year. And it's all color pictures, and it's done very well.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to do the third book. I've got a fourth book, actually, on the way.
Not bad.
As you know, Prohibition just got done with their series again this year of another four murals.
Right.
And my next book is actually going to be on murals around the United States and Canada.
Oh, right. Well, that's quite an undertaking.
It is because I've got probably close to 4,000 murals I've been to all over the country, and I've got to whittle it down to about 100. But there will be a chapter about Prohibition
uh-huh.
and about John and Jessica's great work here in Lexington, because my hometown.
Right. Now, let's see. So this is, I suppose this is taking you kind of all over the place. Let's do a little compare and contrast. Think of something really, really close to here and something extremely far flung away from here.
Okay. Something real close to here that everybody can relate to would, it's not necessarily in this book, but in my travels, would be the brand new Secretariat statue.
Okay. Which is at the Kentucky Horse Park, right?
No, new Secretariat statue is off of...
New Circle Road? No.
It's when you head out Old Frankfort Pike, uh-huh. and there's a circle out there, and it's a beautiful new statue, and it just was put up in October.
You mean that roundabout?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just put up there in October. So it's brand new. So it's not only local, but it's new. And
it's out Old Frankfort Pike, and I guess over New Circle Road, a little bit beyond that.
On your way out of town,
okay.
and you can't miss it. And as far as far-flung, far away, how about Nea Bay, Washington,
which is pretty far away.
That's the most northwestern point in the continental United States.
Right.
And I've been there, and I've been to...
The adjacent continental United States, I suppose. Would that be true? Like Alaska?
It's not in Alaska, but in the contiguous 48 states.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. And so...
How are things up that way?
Well, it's beautiful. That's actually on a Indian reservation. So lots of totem poles and lots of beautiful little art and some beautiful ocean scenery.
Okay. And what was it that you, what was there?
Well, in Nea Bay, it was the fact that it was the furthest point up there, but it was
That was it. That was the thing.
But there is a museum up there of... like Eskimo artwork, and they've got some really beautiful, interesting totem poles. And
uh-huh.
I've got photos of those that will be included in the book someday.
Okay. Yeah. A sense that you got of your fellow humans on these adventures? You must encounter I don't know, all kinds of people and all kinds of sort of dispositions, let's say.
Well, yes, we as humans, I mean, those of us that don't take life 100% seriously, really get out and enjoy some of these kinds of places. There's places I did not include in this book, but there's places you run into people that they're loving what they're seeing because it's out of the ordinary. And, you know, you don't see these things in general off of the interstate. You've got to get off the interstate and drive back roads to get to them. Uranus is off of Route 66, for instance. The people that visit these places are always smiling and happy. And
is that right?
They're more willing to spend their money, which is what these places want them to do.
They
buy T-shirts and cups and magnets and and fudge. So lots of fun.
And then what do you – so, you know, just to stay on a – we've just got a few minutes left here. But to stay on this sort of, anthropological tip, what do people get from going to places like this? What is that human desire to visit quote unquote tourist traps or oddity places, curiosities? Have you gotten a sense of what goes on in people's minds that makes them want to go to places like this?
Well, that's hard for me to say, but being a music aficionado, I think I could relate it to music. We love our music, and there's certain kinds of music that each of us like. And, I've got a much broader spectrum than, let's say, my wife, which, by the way, celebrated her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Julianne.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing with art. You go to art galleries. We had people that were not happy at all about some of the murals that were made here. Then we got other people who are thrilled to death about them.
Okay.
And I think it's the same way. It's almost kind of like an offshoot of art. And they get over there and they think, this is kind of a unique thing. And every one of these quote-unquote tourist traps are more like an artwork because they're all different. They each have their own separate philosophies, if you will.
Okay. So let's see. We've got a wrap, David. I'm so glad that you came to visit. I've got a link up on the Trivial Thursdays page to your new book, David Kravitz's book, Less Beaten Paths of America, Volume 3, Beyond Description, More of the Strange and Unique, full of photos, full of odd places that if people are looking to make a road trip, I think you're kind of the go-to guy for this to see some amazing things.
I hope so. I hope that people will take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I had a friend in Montana that actually purchased all three of my books and didn't put it in her library. She put it in her RV.
There you go. Thank you so much, David, for coming. And this has been Trivial Thursdays. We're